From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 17th, 2018. This week, that sound of a red-winged blackbird and other birds in a wetland in Blacksburg, Virginia, opens an episode about the legal status of wetlands and other kinds of waters under the Federal Clean Water Act. We're revisiting a June 2015 episode on that topic because a proposed change in relevant federal regulations was announced just last week. First passed in 1972, the Clean Water Act's main goal is to restore and maintain the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the nation's waters. The Act states that it applies to navigable waters, defined as waters of the United States, including the territorial seas. And Section 404 includes wetlands in the waters where fill activities are to be regulated. All waters covered by the Act are known as jurisdictional waters, and any polluting activities in such waters require a federal permit. In 1986, the Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, published regulations that applied the Act to several kinds of non-navigable waters, including tributaries and wetlands, that may affect traditional navigable waterways. Many questions and legal challenges were raised over implementation of that definition and later regulations. And U.S. Supreme Court rulings in 2001 and 2006 generated more questions and issues of implementation. In 2015, the Corps and the EPA under the Obama administration published a new regulation with a revised definition of the waters of the United States. Several states and interest groups challenged that regulation in court, claiming it went beyond what Congress authorized in the Clean Water Act. As of early December 2018, that regulation was in effect in only 22 states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories, while under preliminary court injunctions in the other 28 states. On December 11, 2018, the Corps and EPA under the Trump administration announced a proposed new regulation to revise again the definition of waters of the United States. Essentially, the new proposal would add restrictions to the types of wetlands and other non-navigable waters covered by the Act, while aiming to make it easier for landowners to determine whether their property contains a jurisdictional water or not. As was true with the 2015 regulation, one can reasonably expect that the 2018 proposal will generate more chapters of interpretation, discussion, disagreement, and litigation in the story of the waters of the United States. We close with some music about rainfall, because rain is an obvious driver of where and when the landscape has water that may or may not be covered by the Clean Water Act. Here's about 20 seconds from Driving Rain by the Nelson County, Virginia-based group Chamomile and Whiskey. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.